hot. I say no more. So wherever you are in the universe, just enjoy your moment. All right, here we go.
Listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Good night, good night, good night. To everybody out there, the radio land. This is the Sound of Soul with your host, Butcher T, filling in for the man, Ricky D. Playing the platters that matters, like Ricky D would say. And also, you can check me out every Friday right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Butcher T's Noontime Cuts, every Friday from noon to 2. Playing a wide variety of music. But right here on the Sound of Soul, a little bit of mediocre R&B. Then we get into the quiet storm. Sometimes we just play strictly quiet storm right through from 12 to 1. Yeah. All right. Like I would say on my program, this is your musical medication. Get you through the week. Get you through the moments. So if you're with that favorite one, that special one, hold he or she tight. Just enjoy the vibes. So, you got your musical seatbelt on? That's good. All right, I'm doing it remotely right here in Kingston, Jamaica, uptown style. Yeah, where the weather is nice and hot. I say no more. So wherever you are in the universe, just enjoy your moment. All right, here we go.
For them. All this money don't mean shit. You ain't got nobody to share it with. Yeah. Love rules the world. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah. He don't understand you like I do.
Your frame, get them worries off your brain, girl. I'm in your corner, do what you want, it's your thing, girl. Opposites attract, but we one and the same, girl. It ain't a game, so I can't play with you. I wanna lay with you, stay with you, pray with you, grow old and great with you. In good and bad times, we'll always make it through, cause what we got is true. No matter what they say to you, I can straight lace you, not just appearance. Stimulate your mind, strengthen your spirit. Be the voice of reason when you ain't trying to hear it. You want it, but you fear it, but
you love it when you near it. Sit her on the sofa, get a little closer. Touch you right through it like a man supposed to. Knew you was the one, that's why I chose you. Cause you get down for yours and ride like a soldier. Boy, feel emptiness inside, I can feel that void. When you spend time with your woman and listen, it shines more than any baguette diamond can glisten. I can't impress you with the cars and the wealth, cause any woman with willing drive can get it herself. I'd rather show you it's heartfelt, make your heart melt, and prove to you you're more important than anything else. Worthwhile, special like my first child. When I see your face, it's always like the first time our eyes met. I knew we'd be together and ain't tried yet. I wanna give you things that I didn't buy yet. Hold you, don't know, let me show you. Ain't no telling what we could grow to. Let it be known I told you, and I'ma be there for whatever you go through. My love's true. Feeling when you can't leave. Some doubt, some believe, some lie, cheat, and deceive. So it's only you and me. When you weak, I'll make you strong. Here's where you belong. I ain't perfect, but I promise I won't do you wrong. Keep you away from harm. My love is protected. I'll wrap you in my arms so you never feel neglected. I'll just make you aware of what we have is rare. At the moment of despair, I'm the courage when you're scared. Loyal, down for you. Soon as I saw you, wanted to be there cause I could hold it down for you. Be around for you.
Alone. alone, fiending and seeking your moans. Yeah. We be in a zone, he leaving, I creep in your home.
Right.
I get your jiggy up, I get you a leaks in that chrome.
Yeah.
A nigga finna go crazy, just answer your phone.
Right.
Yeah, I seen you with your man on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
SMH, thinking about how I was in those styles.
Right.
Know you wish you was with me, you see me in the ride.
Yeah.
You also see my bitch, she sitting in passion aside.
Yeah.
Let's just speak the real, I'm putting all passion aside.
Woo.
You know we started off as friends, we just happened to vibe.
Yeah.
Now you my guilty pleasure, fill me with ladders
all
and
right.
lies. I think I'm at my match, cause you were savage as I.
Yes, Guilty, 7th Streeter, featuring Chris Brown and A$AP Ferg. Giving it to you right there. And starting you off with some P. Diddy there, Satisfy You. Now up next, we're going to go way back into the early 70s, yes, with some People's Choice out of the Philadelphia. And this group, I think, was mostly a lot of they went through a lot of members in that time. But they were like a studio band, yeah, Philly sound. Good Philly music there for you. My Feet Won't Move. People's Choice, that's the name of the group. Sound the Soul, right here on CKT 90.3 FM.
My hands went together, my feet stuck down to the rhythm of a funky beat. I could hardly sit in my seat, but I was tired. Do was
pressure that my seat could not fit, didn't move, but my shoes did the boogie.
Oh yes, people's choice, my feet won't move. Really sound for you there. Like I said, this group, People's Choice, was an American funk band formed in Philly. Yeah. Most of the hits were all instrumentals. Yeah. And a couple of them slipped by with some vocals. Made hits. Yeah. Up next, we got some Pure Soul. These ladies can sing, and this one's titled, I Feel Like Running, yeah. AM on a Sunday night. Sound of Soul. Make sure to go out to Ricky D and the family. Locking in and enjoying the good vibes. Any new listeners out there locking in? All right, thank you for locking in. And you're welcome.
I need some time.
This is how it's done every Sunday. 12 to 1. CKUT. 90.3 FM on your radio dial. Also on CKUT.ca. You can go into the archives. And go back 1 month, 2 months, a year, two. Yeah.
it's a last call. Thinking that I know you're not sure. Make a long stop, ready or not. I see you, but I need to know more. What you wanna do? Cause I know it didn't dance, but I saw you watching on the dance floor. We be at the exit door, and maybe we could talk some more. Oh, yeah.
It's a groove thing. Request line. Send in my love. Yeah. Renee Newville. She was here last year. At the Secret Gardens party. Off at Jordan Royal Mount. Yeah, with Peter Guns. That was a jam. That was a party. Daytime party. Look out for something like that coming up for this year from the Grown and Sexy crew. Yeah, it's like Ricky D, Malik Shahid, Ellie. Yes, truly right here, Butch T, Majess, Rodney Taylor, and DJ Tough, known as Mike Williams. All right, up next, let's see, what do I have up next? Let's see. Ooh, Sisters with Voices, which the initials are SWV. This is titled Coming Home. Sound of Soul, playing the Plotters That Matter with your host right here, Butcher T. From Butcher T's New Time Cuts. Check me out on Fridays from noon to 2. Playing a wide variety of music. A little bit of R&B. R&B, reggae. Soca. Soulful house. Rap, hip-hop. Some Afro beats. I just play a different kind of variety. A wide variety. Anyways, SWV, Sisters with Voices. Coming home.
away. How many times do I have to tell you I'm never gonna leave? I'll always be back. Home is where my heart belongs, because home is where you are. Your love is so good to me, words can't express.
Good evening and welcome to Dykes on Mike, CKUT 90.3 FM, 7:09 in the studio. And Aaron, how was your weekend?
My weekend was so good, Dana. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty awesome as well. What did you do?
I went to the Meow Mix.
Oh my God, that's right. I totally saw you there.
I know, we totally talked.
Oh my God, it was so awesome. It was fun, eh?
It was really fun. The music was bumping.
No kidding. That Nora is knowing what she's doing. It was pretty awesome. Did you get to see the Drag Kings at all?
I actually missed them. I arrived quite late. As per usual, actually. But did you catch them?
I did not as well.
Oh no!
I know, right?
How embarrassing!
I know, but apparently they did a fantastic, fantastic job. They did put on an amazing show. There were so many people there. It was really, as you know, it was really kind of mental. So congratulations to the Drag Kings and to Miriam Genestier for putting on such a fantastic party, and we look forward to it next month. Speaking of next month and the fabulous Miriam Genestier, Edgy Women is coming back with talents such as Jess Dobkin. The Scandals have a show. Shannon Cochran. Lots and lots of Toronto people, as well as some local talent, putting on the Edgy Women Festival. So for more information, go to studio303.ca. And speaking of shows, Erin.
Yes, Dana.
You are opening for the Violet Rays, are you not?
I am opening for them, actually.
So tell me all about that. What's going on?
Well, the Violet Rays actually won some studio time.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just putting together like a couple tracks, they ended up with enough for an EP. So their Rabbit EP is coming out on March 3rd, debuting at Le Belmont, which I believe is 4483 Saint-Laurent.
Oh, my God.
And doors open, I believe. I believe at 7:30, covers $5 to get in, which is really nothing. And then I think at about 8 o'clock, I will go on. There will be a short presentation to congratulate the girls, or the band, I should say, on their CD release. And then they're going to play for an hour and see. You can buy their EP there for $5. and it's really exciting.
That's fantastic. And what are you doing? What are you singing?
What am I
singing? What's going on? Let's tell me about what you're going to do.
What am I going to do? I will probably play some originals, which mm-hmm. are mostly songs that I've written in the past year, year and a half.
Oh my God. Okay.
And a few of them are, actually I wrote them mostly last year when I was in St. Catharines. So they're very, very much influenced by that part of Ontario.
And what does that mean?
It means that they're about like Niagara Falls and,
oh, cool.
and some other, Food Not Bombs is an organization down there, and I've got a song about them too.
Wow.
So it's just like little fun folk music stuff. And I believe that the Violet Rays are also going to be playing all originals.
Nice. Okay. So yeah. Next Wednesday, the 3rd, March 3rd, not this Wednesday, next Wednesday, March the 3rd at Le Belmont, which is up Saint-Laurent and Mount Royal-ish.
Yes.
And $5. That's nothing. Nothing. Dollar a day. Go on. And what time did you say doors open at? 7?
Doors open at 7:30. And brilliant. Show starts at 8, promptly at 8.
Promptly.
Promptly at 8. And for more information, you can go to their MySpace at myspace.com/violetraysmusic. Or you can go to my MySpace, which is myspace.com/AaronMcGregor.
Wow, fantastic. And that's MC.
MCGREGOR.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, do you have any tracks for us to play?
I do. I have my favorite song by the Violet Rays, which is called In Flames.
Oh my God, can we listen to it?
Yes, we can.
What do I say? What do I say? What do I say?
Sana, just take a moment to talk with me, yeah. Just take a moment to walk with me, yeah. Just take a moment to talk with me, yeah. Just take a moment to walk with me, yeah. Forget your tactics, your mathematics. Leave the language of your backwards breed. You're the downpour on the surface.
That was Violet Rae's Old Age and Rain. And before that, there's new song In Flames. Again, their CD release party is March 3rd at Le Belmont at 4483 Saint Laurent. Tickets are $5 at 7:30.
Woohoo! And Aaron McGregor is going to be opening.
This is true.
Don't forget that part.
And I will be opening. Thanks, Dana.
No problem. Speaking of shows, and other things that you will probably want to check out, The Further Adventures of Girl, Diane Achadi, is showing at Obero, which she's fantastic. She was, if you're following along with us in No More Potlucks, she is a video artist, a flash artist, and she's got a show at Obero, March 6th to April 10th. The opening is March 6th at 5, preceded by a guided visit and discussion with the artist at 4:30, which is pretty exciting. If you're not familiar with Deanne's work, check her out. It's very poppy, and The Further Adventures of Girl conceals a tactic violence. The artist questions the role of popular culture in the construction of national identities and releases a worrisome program from a cauldron of acidulated colors. Really, really fantastic. So check out obero.net for more information about that. And coming up next is an interview I did with Debbie Young, who is a fantastic dub poet. Oh my God, you're going to just lose it. And I think we start off with a piece of hers called Genda Benda. And included in the interview is Animal Farm and another piece. And if you want to follow along with Debbie, go to DBI, Debbie Young, dbiyoung.net for more.
Gender bender, schooling pretenders, defenders of the box, trap call man. Gender bender, you now got offender when you tell her says she don't look like a woman. She being me, the queen of androgyny, I put a hole in your whole philosophy. Patriarchy, me not fit your paradigm, me sorry me inclined to follow me own mind, cause I'm an individual. Shave my head once a week, yeah, bro, me not tweak, me no wear no lipstick nor no makeup.
I lie.
You see me walk by, me I look kinda fly. Can't look in at me eye, yeah, yeah. Don't know if I'm a guy. Dear media. Gender bender, schooling pretenders, defenders of the box, trap call man. Gender bender, have a feminist agenda, unshackle woman oppression. Years of socialization, shit like girl wear pink, boy wear blue. Boy play sports, girl play house,
Girl get Barbie, boy get fire chunk. Gender is a social construct.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
We tell her says she mustn't climb tree. We tell him say dry him yai. We tell her say we close our legs. We tell him say boys don't cry. We tell her say we please our man. We tell him say woman dead if we please man. Gender bender, schooling pretenders and learning British colonization. Gender bender, urging the sisters, redefine your feminist position. Question the standards of beauty, makeup, hygiene, weight loss, clothing industry. Based on the sale of our body, them teach we early. Say, if you're anorexic, you're more beautiful. If you're physically weak, you're more feminine full. If you're passive and meek, you're more female full. And if you're black, working at the fields for 500 years, slave woman, strong and assertive, you're not beautiful. You look like a man. Better still, a lesbian. Who be fucking with gender lines, dissecting race, class, sexual orientation, what's expected, the status quo, the institutionalized shit. To all weirdos, the people who be responsibly different, he, she, he, transvestite, transgender, queer, gay, bi, lesbian, straight, drag king, drag queen. To all people raising their children outside of gender norms, tell them she's a boy, tell them he's a girl, and let them both play with dolls. To all chichi man, mama man, sodomite, butch dyke, malecon, femme. To all cross dressers, women who are fathers and men who are between, to people who don't assume when they meet me that I am a boy because I shave my head, my clothes are gender neutral, I stand with shoulders broad, I am not passive and apologetic. To people like me, gender benders, undoing the social conditioning, transcending, creating new traditions, rediscovering old ones. Bleed the blood of androgyny when every fetus born they be she first goddess, always androgynous, God always androgynous. Astvaz.
On the phone with me is famous dub poet Debbie Young, who used to live here in Montreal and is now based in Toronto. She's taking Blood Clat, or One Woman Story, to the Great Canadian Theatre Company in Ottawa, March 2nd to March 21st. If you want to follow along, go to www.gctc.ca for information and tickets. You're taking the show all over the place, aren't you, Debbie?
Yeah, we're having a little jolly world tour.
So tell me all about the project.
Well, Blood Clot is playing in Ottawa in March 2nd to the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to play again in Vancouver, April 7th to the 17th. We've got a fantastic team. It's directed, dramaturged by Wayne Mengesha. And we've got Steve Lucas doing our lights. Yeah, we've got a great team of people. The tour, Blood Clot is a part of the tour. There are other pieces in the tour. Benu, which is the second of the trilogy, Blood Clot being the first. Word Sound Power, which is the third of the trilogy. And then I'm doing poetry shows and workshops and conferences and all kinds of crazy things.
Holy, you're super busy, eh?
All that's a part of the tour.
So just to back up a bit, can you talk about what the trilogy is about and why is it a trilogy and how it's been going?
The trilogy is about a family of women, Jamaican, African Jamaican Canadian women. Mudgu Sankofa is featured in the first one. Her daughter, Sekesu Sankofa, is featured in the second. And Jesus' daughter, Benu Sankofa, is featured in the third. And the piece is looking at lineage and bloodlines. It's also looking at how we maintain certain positive cycles and not so positive ones, cycles that are taught to us by our families, by our mothers in general, how we are empowered as women to love each other and to change and to raise children and to negotiate ourselves. And it's an opportunity for me to talk about my own relationship to child bearing and raising children, and looking at my own accountabilities in terms of what I've been taught and what I pass on to the children. All three shows are biomyth monodramas, and biomyth monodrama is the genre of theater that I'm working in and developing. Biomyth meaning biographical, and myth meaning mythological. And I took that term from Audre Lorde, who explains biomyth as that sort of reality meets the poetic place. And then monodrama meaning just solo show performance. And then I'm trying to develop these principles, these seven principles called the Orplusi principles of storytelling, which are have so much to do with dub poetry and like the relationship between art and politics. So looking at orality, rhythm, political is personal and vice versa, language, urgency, sacredness, and integrity as necessary elements in the development of biomyth monodrama. So it's quite all one big experiment.
And can you just give us a bit of background about dub poetry and your relationship to it?
Dub poetry is a politicized form of poetry that originated in Jamaica in the 70s. People like Okunura, Linton Kwesi Johnson, are credited with its birth. It really is an extension, an expansion of the tree of orality or the tree of storytelling coming out of African roots brought over by the griots to the Americas, particularly during the transatlantic slave trade. So music and movement and poetry blend together to tell the stories of the people. So looking at it in a 1970s context in Jamaica, the stories of the people, particularly the working class people, focused on issues of inequity, issues of racial, social, class inequities, and the dub poet was the one who was like chanting liberation for the people. I grew up watching my mother, one of the pioneers of the form. My mom, Anita Stewart, I grew up watching her tell stories and watching people like Muta Baruka and Blacka Ellis and Tomlin Ellis and other dub poets, Cherry Natural, Jean Binta Breeze, watching them tell stories, and so learned in that way. And then moved to Canada and continued to learn from my elders, people like Audrey Zina Mandiela and Michael St. George, Lillian Allen, from the Canadian side, watching them tell stories poetically, and then watching and learning from the community of storytellers who I've been surrounded by, both contemporaries, elders, and mentees, people like Wayne Mengesha, people like Trey Anthony, Raven Dauda, Ngozi Paul, have all influenced me, Janet Sears, and many, 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 many more people. So in so many ways, I feel like I'm a product of Jamaica and a product of Africa and a product of Canada, and then also a product of North America. It's like, you know, my dub poetry pulls on everything that I've been exposed to. My own reinterpretation of dub and the way that I practice dub is to take all of that that I've witnessed and experienced and learned from and amalgamated into this genre that I'm talking about, that I'm developing, called Biomyth Monodrama, which is poetic and political, and in so many ways as simple as the old-time storytelling of, you know, sitting around a tree and having somebody just recount to you something that happened in the past.
You're doing a lot of community outreach, and you're doing a lot of, like, you're developing festival work with this as well, right?
Yeah. I teach. I've got a small theater downtown Toronto, and more like in the West End, actually, Dufferin and King. Mm-hmm. And in the space, primarily what I do, the space sort of has a life of its own, but what I do in the space is I teach a one-year residency program that teaches anybody who applies, gets into the program, and then, you know, as the months go by, they decide whether or not it's their thing. But essentially what I teach is biomyth monodramatic creation using the Orplusi principles of storytelling. And, I mean, you know, all of that sounds really like fancy-dancy. What I feel like I do most is to remind people that every single one of us is a storyteller. Every single one of us has the potential to tell our story, and we don't actually need all the things that would prevent us from telling those stories if we didn't have them.
Right.
All you really need is, like, yourself, your voice, a commitment to your story, a commitment to developing your story, and that's it. The rest will come. And if it doesn't come, then you can still tell your story. And that's what, for me, that's like essential in terms of reminding all of us that storytelling has always belonged to the people, mm-hmm. will always belong to the people.
I said we're living in George Orwell's Animal Farm, yeah. I said we're living in George Orwell's Animal Farm, yeah. I said we're living in George Orwell's Animal Farm, yeah. I said we're living in George Orwell's Animal Farm,
like a robot in a factory. Human life is a monopoly. Imperialistic illusion, a unity. Everybody cried when Diana died. Who of you shed tears for Psychopha? Strange fruit, he was crucified. You oppose me, silence that nigga. Consumer unity is a lie. We gather round a TV station and watch a televised murder.
Prisoners of war and Guantanamo.
performed at Rhubarb like two nights ago. Yeah,
we opened last night.
Oh wow, how did it go?
My God, it was amazing. It was amazing. You know, there's the I'm thinking of the performance. I am also very much thinking of the talkback.
Yeah,
because I've fallen in love with talkbacks, and I've decided that I can no longer perform without talkbacks. Talkbacks make the show, right? Because
yeah.
Talkback is all about lifting the veil of performance,
yeah,
and reminding people that it's the storyteller on stage who is a woman, flesh and blood, and ultimately what we're most interested in, what we come to the theater to do, is to really see the point. Like, what is the point? What is the point of you being on stage? What is the point of me paying my money to come and sit down in the seat? What is the point? So the point for me is ultimately the relationship between the storyteller and the audience and what comes out of that relationship. So what can potentially come out of that relationship? Growth, change, self-reflection, analysis, revolution, those things can come out of that reflection. So for me, a performance is now intrinsically linked to a talkback where that veil, that sheath that exists while the show is going on, you know, whether we call it the fourth wall or, you know, whatever it is, that lifts, and it's a talk.
Mm-hmm.
So last night after the show, we had an amazing talk about integrity and about, I passed around a note to them, and written on the note was the question, who am I? And for me, that's the point, you know, like every performance, every show, it's really at the end of the day, like that for me, like, who are you? And from that question is, what do you feel your place is in this grand matrix of things? Where do you want your place to be? How do you want to change that place? How are you going to love yourself and love other people so that place is one that is, that resounds with a sense of commitment to life? That for me is the point, you know? So mm-hmm. that was a great reminder of that. As we sat and dialogued for about 15 minutes after the show about what the hell we're all doing here.
And did anybody have a good answer to that?
Hey, man, we're all trying to work it out.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Yeah. Could you give us a little bit of a via phone radio performance?
I'm Julia Kent, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Today on Wings, the cause of the people of Gaza has caught fire around the world. Africans' memories of colonization add force to their support.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
The African Union has declared full support for Palestine, condemned Israel's actions in Gaza, and requested its 55 member states to end all direct and indirect trade, scientific, and cultural exchanges with Israel. But Kenya's government has pledged solidarity with Israel and met large pro-Palestine demonstrations in the capital, Nairobi, with tear gas and arrests. On January 24, 2024, hundreds of people took to the streets in Kenya's second largest